Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Hi, Tom.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
Okay. You?
Tired.
You look it. Mm.
Henry's teething. He woke up at 2:30 and it was ages till I could get him off again.
Oh, poor thing.
But then I couldn't get back to sleep.
Where is he now?
Having a nap.
Why don't you go and get your head down then?
No, I'd rather keep busy. Do you like a coffee?
Oh, yeah, thanks. I thought Mum would have brought one out by now.
She and Dad are in the office.
Oh.
They're going over all the paperwork. Making sure they've got all the answers for the interview with Environmental Health.
Tuesday afternoon, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Helen.
What if they find there have been food safety breaches and start legal proceedings against us?
Don't even go there.
But it's very...
They won't.
They might.
We can't start thinking like that. We really are sunk.
No.
There's no point in worrying about what might or might not happen.
That's what I keep telling myself at 4:00 this morning.
Just like there's no point in going over what has happened.
Oh, Tom, if we could have just saved the Underwoods deal.
Oh, I know. I mean, maybe you and I could have. We'd have got tougher much earlier, that's for sure. Oh. Oh. Come on, girl.
And now, thanks to the Echo, other retailers are losing confidence in our products too, and it means there's so much more pressure on Ambridge Organics to move stock, for one thing.
Oh, yeah, of course.
What scares me is that if we're not careful, this whole thing will become a vicious circle. We sell less, so we have to make less, and then word gets round that Bridge Farm is doing less. The customers we do have begin thinking we're going under, and they start sourcing from other places, and before long, going under becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Okay, right. Let's stop the rot now, before it gets that far. So what are we going to do about it?
I don't know. Like you said, we have to start from where we are now.
Mum said last week we should concentrate on rebuilding our reputation.
Well, yeah, of course, but how?
I don't know off the top of my head, but we must be able to come up with some sort of strategy.
What are you doing this afternoon? Are you playing cricket?
No. I told Adam yesterday. I'm going to start hauling those bales in from the Dell. Why don't you bring Henry up there later this afternoon and we'll put our heads together?
Okay.
With the two of us on it, I know we can work something out.
I brought Jack one or two more things for his rummage box.
Have you, Peggy? What have you brought?
A photograph of Christine's garden.
May I see?
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, yes.
That's Jim, my niece Shula's father-in-law.
Shula, yes.
Jim's been helping Chris to get her garden ready for the open gardens display.
It looks lovely.
Yes, it does.
Oh, she's very lucky to have such a pretty garden. And what else did you bring for Jack?
Some stems of winter barley, see?
Winter barley?
Adam has been combining. I'll tell Jack all about it, and he can feel the barley and smell its scent.
Oh, he will like that. He likes to listen when you tell him the stories.
Yes, I thought I'd tell him all about what's happening on the family farms. Well, on home farm, anyway.
Oh, dear.
Oh, is that the drawer handle again?
It has been tightened many times.
Yes, it keeps working itself loose. I think it needs a couple of new holes drilling.
Oh, that is another thing I must ask maintenance before I leave.
Oh, don't worry, Ilona. They don't work on Sundays in any case, do they? Ilona?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Peggy.
What's the matter?
I wanted to find a good way to tell to the clients my news. Especially clients like you who are my good friends.
Whatever is it?
I'm very sad, but I must leave the Laurels.
Oh, no.
I have decided to leave my job and move away.
But I thought you were happy here.
I am. Very happy. But you see, I cannot continue living in my flat. It is much too small and we are too squashed. My daughters share a room, but they need more space and privacy.
Yes, I see.
They snap at each other and argue. We cannot live like this. It is making us all unhappy. and it is not fair to them.
Oh, of course not. And have you looked into moving somewhere bigger?
In this area? It is too much money. And I've asked for more hours here, but they cannot give to me.
Oh, dear.
So I must move to somewhere cheaper to rent and get a new job somewhere else.
Yes, I told Pete I'm thinking of lifting the wire and letting the birds get a taste of the great outdoors.
Oh, will he do that?
I want to bring Brian over first and let him take a look at them. Pete will just do the basics for the 3 days he's covering for me.
Oh, great. I've got big plans for the end of the week. Right. Come and sit down, Will.
Lovely. Sunday roast. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I've got plans for this afternoon too.
Nick, about this afternoon.
What's up?
Well, nothing's up. It's just, well, Dad's going to do some leafleting, you know, to try and drum up a bit of landscaping business.
Yeah?
Well, and I said I'd help him. Is that okay?
Yeah, of course it is. I'll have some gravy.
Thanks.
Yeah, I've got plenty to be getting on with.
Did the kids get off all right?
Yeah, Andrew's taking them to his mum's, he said.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's putting on a bit of a spread for his birthday.
Yeah. Well, that'll be nice for them.
I hope so.
Oh.
What?
Well, I feel rubbish now.
Why?
Oh, we're no kids and everything. We could have done something. Just the two of us.
Oh, don't be daft. There'll be other times. You've got to help Eddie out. He needs you.
Oh, thanks, love.
Well, actually, if you think about it, we could do both.
What do you mean?
Well, me and you can spend the afternoon together and help Eddie out. Well, if I help with the leafleting too.
Oh, tea, Peggy?
Oh, thank you, Eleanor.
Jake has woken from his nap.
Yes, he's watching the house martins fly to and fro from their nests. Look.
Oh, there are house martins?
Yes, they'll be feeding their young.
I thought someone called them swifts.
Ah, swifts are usually gone by this time of year. There may be one or two, but they'll be the last of the season.
Oh, I see.
Sit down a moment, would you, Eleanor?
Yes, of course.
I've been thinking about what you were saying earlier.
Oh.
You've been such an asset here, and Jack gets on with you so well.
Oh, and I will be very sad to leave Jack too. I feel very bad about it. I feel I'm abandoning him. But I must think of my daughters.
Oh, please don't think I'm scolding you or criticizing your decision.
You cannot make me feel worse than I do already, Peggy.
Well, I've been mulling something over. You know my grandson, Tom?
Oh, yes, of course.
Tom lives at number 1 The Green in Ambridge. And at the moment, the house next door, which is owned by my daughter Lillian's company, is empty.
Oh, yes?
Now, The Green is a very central location in Ambridge. And number 3 has 3 bedrooms, and it's been refurbished very recently. Now, it struck me that it would be ideal for you and your family.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, but you haven't seen it. We could go inside after our tea and cakes and look at Amside's website.
Peggy, you are so kind to try and think of a solution for me. But I have looked at all the websites, and on my days off, I visited all the estate agents.
Yes, I'm sure you have, but...
I know already that I've not got the deposit money, and I could not afford the rent.
Well, it wouldn't hurt to look.
Oh, thank you so much. But I'm sure a house like the one you talk about is impossible for me.
Just a minute, sweetheart. Let Mummy put this rug down. And then we'll have somewhere comfy to sit, won't we? All right. Oh, look, and you see Uncle Tom now. He's climbing out of the tractor, isn't he? Come on. There's a good boy. Here we are. Hi, Tom.
Hi. Hello, Henry.
Very excited to see you, aren't you, Henry? How's it going? Nearly done?
Yeah. I should have it all done in time for milking. Hello, Henry. What have you got there, eh? Is that your rattle?
Right, well, we've got some cold lemonade and lemon drizzle cake.
Great, thanks. How are Mum and Dad doing? They're still in the office?
No, I think they've done everything they can for the meeting. Mum's gone to visit Jack, and Dad's mending a gate in Primrose Bank.
All right.
So, have you thought about what we were talking about earlier?
I've thought of nothing else.
And?
The thing is, Mum and Dad have been running on the spot just to keep up since everything kicked off.
No, you're not kidding.
But it's meant they haven't been thinking outside the box.
Well, they haven't had a chance.
I mean, I know what Mum means about rebuilding the reputation of the business, but it's too early to try and do that locally. It's just not going to work.
Oh, Tom.
Well, hang on. I've not finished. At the same time, we've got to start selling.
Yeah, but how?
So what we do is we move out of the area, out of the reach of all the bad publicity, and get our products onto the market outside Borsetshire.
Oh. Actually, I think you're right, Tom. That's exactly what we need to do.
It's not going to be easy. One of our biggest USPs is that we're a local company. I'm sure we can find other pluses to use in marketing.
Yes, of course we can.
So, let's work on some ideas and put a marketing plan together.
We should tell Mum and Dad.
Let's get our ideas together first, shall we?
Okay.
Present them with a properly worked out strategy and action plan.
Yeah, you're right.
It'll be much more effective.
And more positive.
So, once we've got an idea of how the interview with Environmental Health went on Tuesday, we can put it to them then.
Oh, how are you doing?
I've got about 2 dozen left. You?
Yeah, about the same.
How's Eddie doing?
Well, he seemed well chuffed.
Yeah?
Well, you know the plan was just to stick the leaflets through the letterbox, then come back and follow them up later in the week.
Yeah.
Well, he's already got chatting to some woman mowing our lawn.
Good for him.
Yeah. Oh, he always was a bit of a charmer. Anyway, he's finished for now. He's gone to see how Mum and Grandad did at the car boot in Pennyhasset.
Right, come on, we've nearly finished too.
Oh, okay.
If we do a side each, we can get round Glams Avenue and Balmoral Drive with what we've got left.
Oh, and then I'm going to treat you to a nice cold beer at the Duck and Drake.
Ooh.
Remember that little beer garden with the stream running through it?
Yeah, you're on.
And, Andrew's not bringing the kids back until bedtime, is he?
Nope.
So, if we like the look of the menu, we'll stay on for a bite to eat.
That's a great idea.
Well, oh, it's really good of you to give up your Sunday afternoon to traipse round with leaflets.
Oh, it's okay.
No, I mean it. It's not exactly how you thought you'd be spending this afternoon. I'm really grateful you're helping my family out like this.
Oh, don't be daft. Come on, it's what families do, isn't it?
Well, thanks.
Maybe when we're sitting in the shade having our drink, we can think of some other ways to help your Mum and Dad out. Oh, they're going to find it so tough if Pat can't take Clary back on in the dairy sometime soon.
Eddie! Hey, Eddie!
Oh, hello, Clary, love.
Oh, no wonder you didn't answer your mobile.
Sorry, what? Hold on. Can't hear a thing with these on.
I tried to ring you, but you mustn't have heard your mobile.
Oh, no.
No, so I rung William and he told me you was over this way.
Yeah.
What's he got you doing then?
Oh, a branch off that beech tree came down sometime in the night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's made a right mess of that stretch of the fence.
Yeah, and that post will have to be knocked in again and all.
Yeah.
William's gone for a post driver.
Uh-huh.
So, while I'm waiting, I've been cutting the branch into logs, then I'll mend the fence, then I'll have a look at the tree and tidy it up a bit on this side, make sure no more stray branches come off it.
It's a good thing William's got you helping out then.
Oh yeah, they're getting their money's worth today, all right.
There they are.
Here, love, come and sit down, eh?
Oh, all right.
So, what are you doing up this way?
Oh, well, I brought you and William a flask of coffee and some apple pie.
Ooh, lovely.
Here, let me hold a cup for you.
Oh, Tom. But you didn't need to.
No, I know.
Clary, what's up, eh?
Oh, nothing.
Well, something's happened.
No.
What's Dad been up to now?
Oh, no, it ain't Joe. He's been as good as gold. I left him smoking a pipe in his lean-to before he tackles Barnaby's stable.
So what's the matter? I thought you were busy today. You said you were going to sort out all them nettles at the back of the ferret run.
Yeah, well, I was. I got all ready to do it. Somehow, when I got down there, I just hadn't got the energy.
Oh, Clary, that ain't like you.
No, I know.
Look, you've got to stop worrying, love. You're going to be all right, you know. Look, I've got two mornings a week up here on the estate. I've got me milking at Brookfield and me market job. Plus, I've had one or two inquiries after that leaflet drop yesterday.
Oh, have you already?
Yeah. And I've got some calls to make at dinner time to a few people I've already quoted for. Well, you know, I thought I'd give them a nudge.
Yeah, that's good.
And while you're looking for a proper job, you've got the car boots at the weekend. You did all right, you and Dad, didn't you, eh? Oh,
not bad.
Oh, yeah. You shifted quite a lot of stuff between you. Takings were definitely up. You see, punters prefer buying from a woman.
Do they?
Yeah. It's psychology. Hey, don't you worry, Clary, love. Something proper will turn up for you before long.
Yeah.
Alice, which tie do you reckon? Blue?
Definitely.
Okay. Have we got any binders for the business plan?
I'm already on it. See? Two copies. So you can leave one with the business development advisor.
Great, thanks. Will you be home for lunch?
No, not today, Chris. I told you I'm doing the farmer's market in Downton for Mum.
Oh, right, yeah.
It'll be almost lunchtime by the time I take over from her.
In that case, I'll grab a pie and a pint at the Bull.
Here you go.
They look very professional.
And so do you. And come here, Chris Carter. There.
Thanks. Right, I'll get going. Should be in good time.
Hey, wait. Good luck.
Oh, I'm really sorry, Clary. I know it's all a bit last minute.
Oh, don't worry about it.
My mum was all set to have them for me, but there's something wrong with the dog and he's getting on, so she's taking him to the vets.
Oh, poor thing.
And her car's tiny, so there isn't enough room for the dog, the kids and the safety seats.
Oh, of course.
Well, Will would have had the kids for me, but, you know, he's trying to get as much done as he can today and tomorrow, so he leaves it all shipshape for Pete taking over. Oh, it's only for the lunchtime shift.
Look, you don't have to explain, Nick. The children are welcome any time.
You're sure?
Of course. Oh, where are they?
Oh, as soon as they got out of the car, they ran off down the garden to see Bartleby.
Oh, they had their dinner?
Oh, no.
Oh, right, they can have some with us then.
Oh, thanks. Oh, you're a lifesaver, Clary. Oh, school holidays are always a bit of a problem when things like this crop up.
Oh, I do know.
Actually, it got me thinking on the way here. The thing is, I always feel a bit guilty working when the kids are on school holidays.
Oh, don't. Most mums have to work.
No, I know, but...
I mean, it don't do the kids no harm to be looked after by somebody else for a change, as long as they're safe and happy.
Still, what I was thinking is, well, I wondered how you'd feel about me asking Jolene if you can do some of my shifts for me.
Me? No, I couldn't do that.
Well, just during the holidays, then.
Well, and what would you do? I know how much you love your job.
I know, but it's...
Now, you said yourself, the Bull is like a little oasis. And you've got to have a bit of money of your own.
We can manage.
Yes, I know, but a woman needs that bit of independence. Now, it's a lovely thought, but I wouldn't dream of taking some of your shifts off you.
Right, Chris. Not disturbing you, am I?
No, you're okay. I was just checking my emails.
Oh, right. Only I was looking for your dad. I thought he might be in the bar, but Jolene ain't seen him.
No, nor have I.
Oh.
Was it urgent?
Oh, no, no.
Shall I give him a message if I see him before you do?
I just wondered if he knew of any work going, that's all, or anybody wanting a bit of casual labour.
I'll ask him.
On second thoughts, it don't matter. I'll give him a bell myself.
Okay.
Is this glass finished with?
Yeah, thanks, Nick.
Oh, hi, Eddie.
All right, love?
I'm glad I've seen you. Do you, Clary and Joe fancy coming over for supper on Friday night?
Oh, that'll be nice.
Great, about 6:30-ish.
I best check with the boss first.
I've already asked Clary and she said yes.
Oh, well, that's settled then. Thanks very much for asking us. I'll see you then, if not before.
Right.
Not stopping for a pint, Eddie?
No. Places to go, people to see, you know.
Oh, hey, let me
No, it's okay, Tom.
That's okay, I'll get them in.
Oh, well,
Go on.
Keep me company while I finish my lunch. I'm working in Ambridge this afternoon, and I'm not due at Overton Farm for another half an hour.
Oh, you twisted me arm then.
I'll bring them out.
A bottle of lager and a pint of shies.
Oh, cheers.
No problem.
Got something to celebrate, have you?
Actually, I'm not sure yet.
Oh, are you packing up, Alice?
Yeah, just about. We've had a really good day. Customers couldn't seem to get enough of them.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, if I'd have known you were coming, I'd have saved you a couple of punnets.
Oh, I didn't know myself, lover. Kathy told me about the new pattern shop that's opened here.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, it's on Bank Street, where that leather shop used to be.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, let me give you a hand with that table.
Oh, thanks. If you could just help me slide it into the back.
Yes, of course. So I thought I'd give it a go. Stock up on loo roll, washing powder, that sort of thing.
And do you think it's worth it? I mean, with the price petrol is at the moment, by the time you've driven here...
Oh, I know what you mean, but I think if you buy in bulk it is. Although I do wonder about washing up liquid and bleach, things like that.
Oh, why?
Well, sometimes they're so weak and watery. You probably end up using twice as much as if you'd bought the branded, mate.
Right. And how are you doing?
Oh, not so bad. You keep going, don't you?
No, it's not easy. I'm trying to find work around here, is it?
No, it ain't.
I know myself. I'm just lucky Adam cut me a good deal on selling the strawberries.
Yeah, it's nice if you can rely on family to help you out. Nick offered to give me some of her shifts at the bar.
Oh, so are we going to start seeing you behind the bar more often?
Well, I said no. Once I weren't tempted, though. So, you've all sold up then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wait, hang on. There are these left. You'll probably get a full punnet's worth out of them.
Oh, how much?
Oh, no, you can have them.
Oh, no, I couldn't do that.
Oh, yeah, of course you can.
Well, let me give you some.
Oh, seriously. Clary, just take them.
Well, that's very kind of you.
Oh, it's fine. They need eating tonight anyway, I think.
Well, thanks very much. We'll enjoy them. Oh.
I see you, Clary.
Yes. Goodbye, Alice. Hello, Eddie.
Clary.
Everything all right?
Very all right.
Oh?
I just had a bit of good news and I wanted to let you know straight away.
Yeah, go on. What is it?
Well, you know that woman in Grange Spinney? The one with the Jack Russells who wanted her patio doing? And I gave her a quota a couple of weeks ago?
Oh, her, yeah.
Well, I rang her up. And I've talked her into having it done now, instead of waiting for autumn.
Oh, well, smashing, love. Well done.
There you go. I said things would start looking up, didn't I?
You did.
That'll swell the coffers a bit. So if we can stagger on for a bit like this, well, you'll have found a proper job before we start feeling the pinch.
Hey.
Oh, finally. I've been dying to know what the bank said. I got your text, but I thought you'd ring me.
Yeah, sorry.
Have you been busy?
Alice, can we do it?
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Chris, the bank didn't turn you down, did they?
No.
Oh, thank goodness.
Actually, the advisor was really impressed with what I had to say.
Oh, good.
He said renting Ronnie's premises was an excellent decision.
It is.
And that negotiating a 5-year lease would give us a lot of flexibility.
Well, yeah, of course, it does.
So he offered me the 40 grand with a 5-year payment plan.
Oh, brilliant! Oh, yes!
Wait a minute. I haven't signed it yet.
Why?
Because he said that even for a loan of only 40 grand, he'd need us to offer our house, your house, Alice, as security.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it surprised me too.
So, what did you say?
Well, obviously I told him that me and you would have to discuss it.
Right.
Now, the thing is, a £40,000 loan is not going to leave us too exposed. If the absolute worst came to the worst and the business went under...
Yeah, which it's not going to.
No, but just for argument's sake, suppose it did.
All right.
Then to repay the loan, we'd have to take out a mortgage on the house.
Yeah, but it'd only be a very small mortgage.
Yeah.
Compared to the value of the house.
But still.
So the chances of us losing the house altogether are very small.
Yeah, that's the theory. So I know I said we shouldn't risk the house under any circumstances, but what do you think? Should we do it and take the loan?
Chris,
Of course we should.
Thanks, Alice. Really, thank you.
Right. Oh, for goodness sake. Yeah, of course, I'll come down there straight away, Cliff.
Okay, thanks, Brian.
Oh, that's all I need.
Brian! Roy and I are ready!
Yeah, just a minute, Jenny.
This is Annabelle Shrew.
I'm
sorry I can't answer your call at the moment. Please leave your name and number and a short message after the tone.
Annabelle, it's Brian Aldridge. Look, I need to speak to you urgently. Will you please call me back as soon as you get this?
Brian, are you ready? We're waiting.
I'm sorry, Jenny. I've got a problem.
Oh, well, can't it wait?
No, it can't. No, this is important.
But Rory's been so looking forward to it, and you wanted to come with us to buy a sports kit.
I'm sorry, but I can't do it today, Jenny. I've just had a call from Alladay. Something's come up. I've got to go straight to the market site.
Oh. When will you be back?
No idea.
Well, should we just go, or shall I postpone it till later in the week? Rory will be so disappointed.
Whatever
Brian.
You think's best.
Oh, darling!
HACCP, diary sheets, staff training records, cleaning schedules.
There's no point in looking through it all again, Pat.
Oh, I just want to make sure it's all in order.
If we've forgotten anything, it's too late now.
I know. Well, I wish I brought some water with me.
Well, I've got a mint.
Oh, no, thanks.
Shall I ask at reception if there's a water cooler?
No, it doesn't matter. What time is it?
Nearly quarter past.
I knew it'd be worse if we arrived too early.
Yeah, but you never know what the traffic will be like.
No.
At least it's Adrian doing the interview.
What difference does that make?
Well, he knows us, I suppose. And he seemed a reasonable chap.
Hmm.
Will we get a copy of the tape afterwards?
We can apply in writing for a transcript, apparently.
Apply in writing? Oh, it all sounds so formal.
I know.
All that, you have the right to remain silent, or whatever they say. I mean, this is environmental health, not Scotland Yard.
Well, that's just how it is.
Well, all we have to do is stick to the truth.
Yes.
Keep the answers simple and straightforward. Just try not to let the situation intimidate you.
Mr. and Mrs. Archer.
Yes.
Would you come this way, please? We're ready for you now.
Cliff, what's going on?
Hiya, Brian.
What are the police doing here?
They were called while I was away. I've only just got back myself.
Oh.
I was with the district planning officer, sorting those building regs.
Right, so what happened?
Well, as I said on the phone, one of the drivers has dug up these bones.
Well, what kind of bones are they?
We're not sure yet.
Right. So what's the situation?
Well, the police have shut down work here.
On this pit?
No. On the whole site.
The whole site?
Afraid so, yeah. Oh. Until the bones can be properly identified.
Oh, for goodness sake. Well, how long is that going to take?
I've no idea at this stage.
Right. Well, I assume you've called someone in to identify them.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. I called the county archaeologist as soon as I got back, but everyone from the field section was out on other calls.
Everyone?
Yeah.
Well, how soon can someone get here then?
Not until tomorrow.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
I know.
Right, well, I'd better take a look.
And you are present at the dairy in person, Mrs. Archer?
Yes.
Every day?
Yes. Well, not the whole time.
Pat also does a lot of the deliveries herself.
Yes, of course, but you're there enough to be aware if a member of staff were ill or injured.
Oh, yes, definitely.
And what do you do in those circumstances?
If it's a question of a superficial cut or something like that,
mm-hmm.
I make sure they cover it completely with a blue waterproof dressing or plaster.
And in the case of illness?
I'd send them home.
Mm-hmm.
And dispose of any unwrapped foods they might have handled.
OK, now, Mrs. Clary Grundy, did either of you know that she'd been ill?
Not at all.
No.
If I had, I'd have told her to take at least another day off.
And your part-time employee, Susan Carter, did she know?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Nor me, no.
Was there any pressure on Mrs. Grundy to return to work on a Monday morning?
Absolutely not.
None at all.
Not from any of us.
And what training have you given staff about fitness to work?
Well, both Clary and Susan had full training when they began working for us. They both completed food hygiene courses. And
that was off the farm?
Yes. If you look, here and here, it's fully documented, signed and dated.
Uh-huh. Yeah, thank you.
Then, following training, I observed them working so that I could check that they'd fully understood all the measures and were putting them into practice.
So they both knew all about the 48-hour rule?
Mm.
And since the outbreak happened in Germany, we've been continually stressing good practice.
Uh-huh. OK, and when was the last time members of staff did any kind of refresher on food hygiene training, specifically on the 48-hour rule? Mrs. Archer?
It was not for quite a while.
Well, for a start, that looks like a cattle skull.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Trouble is, of course, Cliff, there could be both animal and human remains in there.
Exactly.
Mm, right, well, I mean, you may as well send everyone home. But tell them I want them here at 8 on the dot tomorrow morning.
Will do.
I want everyone ready. The minute we get the go-ahead, I need them to get straight back to work.
Yeah, leave it with me, Brian.
Annabelle.
Oh, hello, Brian. I had a voicemail message from you. Is there a problem?
You could say that. It's the new market. We've had to close the whole site down.
What? Why?
One of the drivers unearthed some bones.
Bones?
Animal or human, we don't know yet.
Oh, good heavens.
Until the site's been thoroughly investigated by the county archaeologists, no further work can take place.
I see.
How long all this will take, I've no idea. But this early deadline we agreed to with the council...
Brian...
...could actually end up costing us a great deal if we can't get work started again pretty damn soon.
Brian, I can understand how annoyed you are, but there's no point in being so negative. When you said yourself, no one knows anything for certain yet.
There's no point in burying our heads in the sand either. This situation is extremely serious.
Of course, I understand that.
We'd be knocked sideways by something entirely unpredictable. Which, if you remember, is exactly what I warned might happen.
I do,
but you chose to vote against me, Annabelle. I just hope you don't come to regret it, that's all.
Oh, Mum, you look shattered.
I feel it. Oh, these shoes.
Put the kettle on, Tom.
It's just boiled. Coffee?
Oh, I could do with something stronger. Never mind. Coffee will do.
Mum?
Oh... Thanks, love. Where's Helen?
Changing Henry's nappy. So, how did it go?
Shouldn't we wait for Helen?
Well, at least give me a clue.
All right.
Your mother's worried about something she said.
Like what?
Oh, Adrian asked me how long it's been since I went over that 48-hour rule with Clary and Susan.
And she had to admit...
On tape?
Yeah, that it had been a while.
I've been trying to remember exactly what words I used.
I told you in the car, there's no point in going over it. There's nothing you can do about it.
So what now?
We just wait to hear the results of their findings.
When?
Anything up to a fortnight, Adrian said.
2 weeks?
I know.
Gosh.
How have you done this afternoon?
I just harvested some of the salad crops. Then when I got back in after milking, I found a couple of messages.
More cancellations.
The village shop in Pennyhasset and that Whole Food shop in Darrington.
Oh, honestly, I could bang their heads together.
That's not the worst of it.
Go on.
Shuley came round.
Oh, what did she say? Has she heard anything else?
That little girl in hospital?
Millie Robson?
Yeah, it looks like she's got some kind of kidney problem.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Do they know what exactly? What did she say?
That was it, really. That was all she managed to find out.
Oh, God, how awful.
Mum, Helen and I have been talking about things. We can't carry on like this.
Do we have a choice?
I was thinking about what you said last week, Mum, about rebuilding our reputation.
Got a magic wand from somewhere, have you?
Helen and I think we should start marketing our products further afield.
Uh-huh.
Outside the reach of all the bad publicity.
You'd have to go some distance.
Well, Tony, hear him out.
Yes, but why not go to Birmingham? Or Bristol, even? We're still confident in what we make. We could start off by approaching the delis and specialist food shops at least, and see how far that gets us.
Well, you can try.
It's got to be better than doing nothing at all.
Yeah, you're right.
Mum?
It's definitely worth a try.
Hello, Jenny.
Brian?
Jenny, get me a large whiskey, would you?
In a minute, darling. Have you spoken to that reporter?
Hmm? What reporter?
Well, a man from the Echo has been trying to get hold of you, and he wants to ask you about some human remains found on the market site.
Oh, Lord.
What is all this about, human remains?
Some bones were dug up. Some of them are clearly cattle bones. Well, that's all we know, but what we don't know is whether or not there are human bones as well.
Oh, good heavens. Was anything else found? I mean, pottery or jewellery or...
No, just bones.
Well, it could be an old burial site, do you think?
Honestly, Jenny, I haven't the faintest. As I said, that's all I know.
How interesting.
Anyway, what did he say, this reporter?
He said he'd tried to get you on your mobile, but he was engaged, which is why he rang here. And he'll ring you again first thing tomorrow.
Oh, great.
He wants to get the story in Thursday's paper.
Yeah, I bet he does. I mean, how the hell's the Echo managed to get hold of it so quickly?
He didn't say.
Damn. I mean, you just know it'll get blown out of all proportion. Before we know it, the site'll be swarming with rubberneckers.
But if it does turn out to be of historical interest...
Well, then it'll be littered with people in dungarees with teaspoons and toothbrushes.
Oh, darling.
Goodness knows how long. I mean, I want to get the whole thing cleared up as quickly and as painlessly as possible, so we can get on with the work.
Well, of course, but everything's got to be done properly. I mean, think about it. Akeman Street was once the start of a major Roman road, and the Earl of Essex's army was billeted nearby in, I think it was 1642. And there have been Stone Age axes and flints found all over the area.
Yes, I know all that.
So these could very well be ancient remains. It could be a very important find.
Well, thanks very much for the local history lecture, Jenny. But delays on this project are the last thing I need. So we'd better both hope that it's nothing of the sort.
Jake! George! Don't run too far ahead. Wait for Mia.
All that excitement.
Yeah.
You'd think none of them had ever seen a calf, wouldn't you?
I know, but they are so cute. Oh, Mia's hoping Reg will let her feed it with a bottle.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Oh, I thought not. I did try and explain, but we know what she's like. She's determined to ask.
So, what else do you fancy doing today?
I don't know. Wasn't the last time I came to Lower Loxley was before Christmas to deck the hall.
Yeah. Oh, I still had the bruises from the ice rink at New Year.
Oh, yeah, the second you let go of the side, you fell flat on your face.
I'm leaving ice skating to penguins from now on.
Yeah, good idea.
So, what next after the animals? George said he wanted to do the treetop walk.
Yeah, great.
Well, then later on we could do the cycle trail.
Okay.
Or I could just take the boys if you want, and you and me can have a bit of girl time.
Maybe. She and I could do the craft activity while you and the boys go on the bikes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Hayley's usually got something going on in the crook barn.
What's she got planned for today?
I don't know. I haven't looked at the leaflet yet. It's in here somewhere.
Oh, when you find it, see if they're doing the falconry displays.
Yeah, great.
Then dinner in the Orangery Cafe.
Oh, that'll be a lovely treat. Especially with me having to bake tonight for the picnic tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Found it. Oh, I've forgotten how much there is to do here. You know, we're never going to fit everything in.
Nah, it doesn't matter. We can do all them things, just some of them. Or we could just play football and catch and piggy in the middle on the grass.
Yeah.
So only one rule today, right? No Clark watching.
Morning, Brian.
Morning.
Okay, just a sec. Coming up.
So, what's the latest?
The county archaeologist is here.
Oh, good.
He got here about a couple of hours ago. He's already making some headway.
That's him, is it, on the ladder?
Aye.
Oh.
I told him I'd give you the nod when you got here.
Right. And what's the verdict so far? Has he reached any conclusions yet?
I thought it best just to let him get on with it. Here he is. We can ask him now.
Hi. Mr. Aldridge, is it?
Yes.
Saul Bradley, Principal Field Archaeologist, Borsetshire County Council. Pleased to meet you.
Yeah, and you. Yeah. So, have you reached any conclusions about what we're dealing with?
Well, it's taken me a while. There are a lot of bones down there.
Yes, so I believe.
But I can confirm that they are all pig and cattle remains.
Ah, what? No human, then?
None at all.
Oh, right. Well, that's something.
One thing puzzles me, though.
Yeah?
The date.
Oh?
Yeah. The bones are buried far deeper than I'd normally expect for archaeological remains.
I see.
I'll carry on working on the site, see what else is down there.
All right.
I'll give you another progress report in a little while.
Yeah, well, thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks, Sol. No problem.
Yeah. That's a mystery.
Indeed.
But at least we know what we're dealing with now.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
What?
I'd forgotten to mention this chap.
Who's this?
A journalist from the Echo. He's already been here once looking for you.
Oh, yes, yes, I know all about him. Yeah, he left me a couple of voicemails. Right, well, I suppose I'd better fill him in. As best I can, anyway.
Oh, dear, I don't think I'm making a very good job of this.
You're doing fine. It's a very pretty shape you've chosen, a dragonfly.
I hope Pip will like it.
I'm sure she will. It's a lovely gift to celebrate her A-level results.
I hope she gets the grade she needs. Life's much more competitive these days than it was in ours.
Yes. Oh, just work the powder right to the edge. That's it.
I'm all fingers and thumbs today.
It's hardly surprising. How are things at Bridge Farm?
Pat and Tony had their interview yesterday with the environmental health people.
Did they?
It was very formal. Apparently they were cautioned, just as though it were a police interview.
That must have been very intimidating.
Well, I'm sure it was. But it was a very serious incident.
Yes, of course.
There's a little girl still in hospital.
Oh, dear.
I know Tony's made some silly decisions in his time, but I always felt Pat could be trusted to run the dairy. But something's gone badly wrong there. They might be prosecuted.
Good gracious.
Oh, please don't mention it to anyone.
No, of course not.
I shouldn't have said. And now I... Oh, as if I didn't have enough to worry about.
What's happened?
I'm sorry. This is very self-indulgent.
Of course it isn't.
I didn't come here this afternoon so you could listen to me moan.
Now, Peggy, you know that's nonsense.
Well, it's something that's been bothering me since I heard. Actually, it affects you too.
Oh? What is it?
I was chatting to Ilona on Sunday. Did you know she's leaving us?
Ryan, how did it go?
Fine. I told him it's just animal remains we're dealing with, so hopefully any delay to the progress of the groundworks will be minimal.
Okay.
Oh, and he said the Echo photographer will be here shortly to take a couple of shots of the pit.
Right.
Is that the reporter leaving?
Yes. Oh, actually, he said something might interest you, Sol.
What's that?
Well, apparently, he's been talking to a couple of local farmers, and they mentioned the foot-and-mouth outbreak of 1967.
Oh, that is interesting.
Yeah, I thought so. Specifically, they told him that cattle slaughtered during that time were buried on farmland somewhere around here.
Okay, that would make sense.
I mean, obviously, I told the reporter I knew nothing about it, couldn't comment, but, I mean, do you think this could be the explanation behind these bones?
It would explain why the pit is so deep, for a start.
True. Mm.
Also, I've unearthed some shards of plastic.
Oh.
I can't tell for certain yet, but they could be from a drum used for storing agricultural chemicals.
I see.
But what I can be sure of is that the site is of no archaeological importance.
Well, thank heavens for that.
So your next step is to contact DEFRA. They'll be able to tell you what to do next.
Cliff?
Right, I'll get onto them straight away.
Let's see if our little dragonfly has cooled down enough.
Has it?
Yes, that's fine. I'll get the stone and rub it down for you if you like, Peggy.
Oh, thank you.
So you were saying, you offered to help Ilona find somewhere to live locally?
Well, the thing is, it's very frustrating, but a decent, affordable house is the only reason she can't stay at the Laurels.
I'd be terribly sad to lose her. She has such an affinity with Violet. Some days, only Ilona can get her out of bed and dressed.
Yes. I often feel Ilona sees Jack and Violet as the people they once were.
Yes.
Rather than simply as the victims of the condition.
Yes. That's exactly right.
I'd hate Jack to lose her. He's very fond of her in his way. He responds so well to her. She's made his life so much easier and more comfortable.
Yes.
I'm so grateful to her. But, of course, she has to put her own family first.
That's why she needs a bigger house, is it?
Yes, her daughters need their own rooms.
Well, they're teenagers, of course they do.
Number 3, the Green, would have been ideal. In many ways.
But she said no.
There's another reason I didn't want her to move away.
Oh, go on.
It's purely practical, of course.
Of course.
Well, I'm not getting any younger. And it's not as easy as it was for me to get everything done as I used to.
Ah, I see.
I can't let things slip. It's very embarrassing.
Yes.
And I can't ask any more of Jennifer or Lillian. They do such a lot already, and they've got their own lives to lead. I don't believe people should be a burden to each other.
I'm absolutely certain neither would think that.
Still, Ilona would have been the ideal person to help out with things like laundry and shopping. She's reliable and trustworthy, and I know her very well by now.
And it would allow you to keep your independence.
Yes. I must have that.
I understand completely.
But my bit of work wouldn't have made the difference. So there's nothing to be done. She's made up her mind to leave. It's such a shame.
Okay, love. Yeah, thanks for your help.
Any news, Cliff?
I've just managed to get through.
Right, and what do they say?
Yeah, the woman was very helpful.
Good. And?
But she was equally adamant that we can't continue with work until one of their inspectors has been out and issued an exhumation order.
What?
I know.
Well, why can't this order be given over the phone?
In some circumstances it can be, but she said not in this case, not with such a large quantity of bones.
Well, are they on their way at least?
Not today.
Why not?
The nearest office is Feltbisham. Oh. They said they'd send somebody tomorrow.
Oh, for heaven's sake. In the morning, I trust.
They didn't say.
Look, Cliff, give me the number of the Feltbisham office, would you? Let me see if I can gee him up.
Earth to Nick. Hello.
What?
You were miles away then, for a minute.
I was just thinking about what the kids will be up to. What a great idea for a craft activity. Kite making.
Yeah, some of them kites were very impressive. I was tempted to stop with the kids and make one myself.
Yeah. Who'd have thought me'd be that keen?
Maybe on Friday we'll take the kids up Lakey Hill with the kites and have a go at flying them.
Yeah, great idea. Oh, this is the life. Hey, can you row me a bit closer to the island? I want to take a closer look.
Oh, blimey. You're worse than them slave drivers out on Roman galleys or whatever they were.
Oh, yeah, I knew there was something. I've left my drum and cat of nine tails at home.
No,
come on.
You can joke, but I'm having to work harder on these oars on my day off than I do at work.
Call that rowing? I'd have us round the island in half the time if I was rowing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'll show you. Come on, swap ends.
All right.
Will? Will, stop it!
Oi, what's up? Oh, I thought we were swapping ends.
Will, doing it on purpose.
This in my rowing, eh?
Stop it!
Oh, I got you, I got you.
Will!
Well, you nearly ended up in the lake there. I thought you were a barmaid, not a mermaid.
Thank you. Goodbye. For goodness sake.
No joy, I take it?
Nothing. They couldn't confirm a time because the inspectors are all out of the office today on other jobs.
So it could be any time tomorrow?
Absolutely. Meanwhile, we'll just have to sit here twiddling our thumbs until someone deigns to turn up.
Whenever that might be.
You know, this market development must surely be one of the biggest developments in the area for quite some time.
Yeah.
And a major investment in the county's key industry.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, quite frankly, Cliff, I should have thought it would have been given some priority.
Sorry about that, Nick.
Oh, that's okay.
I know, I said I wasn't going to think about work on my days off, but Dad didn't have Pete's mobile number.
Oh, it can't be helped. Is there a problem?
Well, it looks like a stretch of fence in one of the release pens got damaged last night. Dad spotted it. probably a muntjac charging about.
Oh, is it bad?
No, he said not.
Good.
I can leave it to them, though. Pete will sort it.
Will, what's Clary up to today?
No idea. I didn't ask.
Oh.
She must be getting a bit fed up of staying at home, though.
Yeah, at least she's got the car boot sales she's doing with Joe.
Yeah, but it's only a couple of times a week.
True.
The rest of the time, Grandad's got his own routines and his own friends.
Yeah, that's the point.
If he ain't in his garden or in his potting shed, he's off out somewhere with Bert or Jim or somebody.
Yeah.
Right, we should get a wriggle on.
Yeah, what time's the train leave?
I think it's on the hour.
Right. Oh, it's a great idea of yours, a day out on the Blackberry line. I thought we'd have the picnic at the end of the line. I was talking to Alistair about it in the Bull, and we said there's a lovely park and playground about 5 minutes' walk from the station.
Still, we'll need at least an hour at Downham.
All right, is that the station that's putting on the All the Fun of the Fair?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, I was explaining Victorian fun fairs to the kids. No arcade games or teddy grabbers. Instead, they have things like coconut shies. I'm not sure Mia got it.
Nah, she will. I'll show her what to do. Is there anything you want me to do?
Right, I'll get the kids washed and dressed. You could start loading the picnic stuff into the car.
Oh, what's all this frozen stuff? That's not coming with us, is it?
Yeah, put that in too. There's something I want to do before we set off for the day.
Hi, Clary. Clary?
Oh, hello, Pip.
Is that today's Echo?
Yeah.
Hello, Brian.
Morning.
Oh, hello.
Is Alice around this morning?
She's working.
Gosh, who's rattled his cage? Is there anything interesting in the paper? Clary?
I'm sorry, Pip, what was you saying?
Oh, what's that headline?
What?
Is that something about bones?
Oh, I don't know, I haven't read that yet. Oh. Well, and how are you anyway?
Nervous.
Nervous? Oh dear, what you got to be nervous about?
I'm on my way to college to get my A-level results.
Oh,
I was going to get some chocolate from the shop, but actually I don't think I can eat anything.
You'll have done all right, I'm sure.
I wish I was.
People always think they've done worse than they have.
I really need a B and two Cs to get into uni.
Oh, which one?
Felpisham.
Well, fingers crossed.
I've got everything crossed.
Good luck.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hello, Alice.
You're just in time to give me a hand loading these strawberries.
Sorry, what?
Oh, what's up?
Oh, just look at this headline.
Foot and mouth threat to Borchester Market? What on earth are they talking about?
Quite.
Remains of animals found, blah, blah. Building work halted on the orders of police.
Not only are we having to deal with costly delays, but we're getting negative publicity from our local rag, too.
It's a bit OTT.
Well, that headline is totally misleading.
Yeah.
The foot and mouth outbreak we're dealing with was actually in 1967, over 40 years ago.
Well, is that important?
Well, yeah. I mean, reading that, people could assume we have a problem right now.
Oh, right.
Or at the very least, we're talking about the 2001 outbreak.
And they'll think there's some risk of these bones still carrying the disease?
Probably.
Oh, that's so annoying. Well, I better finish loading and get off. Here.
Oh, stick the damn paper straight in the box for recycling. At least then it'll be some use.
It's just a flying visit. Will's waiting in the car with the kids. Look, I wanted to give you these.
I can't accept all that, Nick.
Of course you can, Clary.
But there's chicken breasts and salmon and all sorts.
Well, a lot of it was on 2-for-1 last Saturday.
Was it?
Yeah, they're always discounting stuff at the weekend. Oh, it's barbecue season, so that's probably why.
But still, love it.
No, honestly, Clary. Just you put it straight in the freezer. And anyway, the kids will get fed up me cooking the same stuff and they'll go on hunger strike or something.
Well, if you're sure.
Look, you'd be doing me a favour.
That's very thoughtful of you.
Anyway, how are you doing?
Oh, not so bad, Tal.
Clary, listen, what have you got planned for the rest of the day?
Hey, Pip, come and be my first customer.
Hi, Alice.
Business is so slow today.
Oh.
How are you?
Actually, I'm great.
Yeah?
I've just got my results. A B and two C's. A B for biology, C's for music and business studies. So, I've got what I need for uni.
Oh, Pim, good for you. Oh, well done.
Thank you, thanks. I got a B for my diploma too.
Oh, that's great. I'm really pleased for you. What did your mum and dad say?
They're very happy. And I know Spencer will be too. I had to leave him a message. He's out on the combine all day.
Yeah, but you'll see him later.
Yeah, we're going out with a big group of people from college. Yeah. We're all meeting at the artisan for something to eat and then we'll go clubbing.
Oh, fantastic.
I am a bit disappointed about business studies, though. I thought I was back on track with it.
Oh, gosh, that's just the way it goes. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll get over it.
Well, from what Adam was saying, you've got a great head for business.
Oh, really? What did he say?
He was really impressed with your land marketing ideas.
Oh, good. I mean, he did seem to be, but I wasn't sure whether he was just being nice about it or...
Adam? No. Believe me, he wouldn't waste his time if he didn't think something was worth it, no matter who said it.
I've been thinking about doing the marketing module as one of my options in my first year.
Yeah, go for it.
Anyway, I'd better get back to Brookfield. I'll take some strawberries with me for lunch.
Two punnets?
Yeah, thanks. How are you doing with the strawberries?
Well, usually a bit better than this. This is my lucky lay-by.
I've never heard of that before.
No, I'm joking. Well, it's just that Chris and I planned our road trip to the States in this very spot, so it holds really nice memories for me.
Oh, that is so sweet. And is Chris okay? Adam said he was seeing the bank manager this week.
Yeah, it's really exciting. We've got the bank loan sorted.
Oh, great.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, so hopefully by next spring we'll be the proud owners of a thriving farrier business.
Wow.
Now we just have to save up really hard for the deposit.
What on earth is that?
Meet Barney. Well, that's what Mia called him.
Oh, my goodness, Nick. Look at the size of that teddy.
Oh, we'll have to watch. We might eat it out of house and home.
Where did you get him?
Oh, me and Mia won him on the hoopla. I told her he's so big we'll get a ticket for him.
Where is she?
There, see? With Jake, having a go on the coconut shy.
I'll give him a shout if you're going to get the train. Then at the next station, it's picnic time.
Oh, brilliant. I'm starving.
Oh,
you should see what she's packed. Nearly as good as one of your picnics, Mum.
Thanks for inviting me. I'm having a lovely time.
Oh, don't thank me. Thank Nick.
Yeah, you got a real treasure there, William.
Yeah, I know. Don't worry.
They're just coming. Oh, and don't forget, Clary. Mia's insisting on sitting next to you on the train.
Of course I won't. Come on then, Barney. Let's you and me go and round them up.
Oh, thanks, Clary. Come on, Will.
Oh, just a sec.
What?
It was a great idea asking Mum. She loves being with the kids.
They love being with her too.
And it's taking her mind off things. Just for today.
Yeah, but it works both ways. It's given us a bit of breathing space too.
Well, thank you. It was very thoughtful. And I appreciate it.
You know, I was thinking. Oh, I'm so happy I decided to move me and the kids to Ambridge. I can't tell you how much.
Are you?
Oh, I'm really fond of your mum and dad and Joe and... And I love you, Will. Oh, I feel so lucky I found you and that we're together.
Me too. All of that. I love you too.
There's some salad stuff to go with the pie if you want.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Isn't your mother in?
She took Rory back to that shop for the rest of his school uniform.
Oh, yes, so she did.
Yeah, it was bound to take ages.
No, I imagine so.
Have you been to the market site this morning?
Yes.
Yeah, how's it going?
If the wheels of justice grind exceeding slow, the wheels of bureaucracy seem practically dormant. And Cliff's being very forbearing. I mean, it's his reputation on the line too, if anything goes badly wrong.
So where are you up to now?
The woman from the HVLA finally turned up at about 11.
Who, what?
The Animal Health Veterinary Lab Agency. They're part of DEFRA.
Oh, okay. What does she want?
We needed her to inspect the site and give us an exhumation order.
And did you get it?
Yes. Oh, yeah, that won't be a problem, thank goodness. She said that the animals had probably been buried on the farm where they were slaughtered in 1967.
Ah, which is what you thought?
Yeah. I mean, she said their records show there was a case of foot and mouth in the area, although they didn't cite the precise burial site.
Isn't that illegal? Burying diseased cattle on your land?
Yeah, it is now, yeah. But, I mean, it was quite common in those days.
Really?
But by 2001, of course, I mean, they were all removed to a mass burial site, or incinerated.
But there's definitely no risk of infection from these bones now.
No, no, no. But obviously, they have to be removed and disposed of properly.
Yeah, of course.
Which will take some organising. And this inspector, or a colleague, will have to be present at the exhumation.
Oh, gosh, more delays.
Yeah, more money down the drain.
Oh, poor you.
Which I'll be reporting to the board tomorrow. I mean, it's a real risk we won't complete in time now.
Really?
Absolutely. And if we don't, we not only lose the early completion bonus, but we'll be penalised.
Oh, no.
I mean, what the rest of the board has never understood is that it's about more than just the bottom line to me. And for all they care, it could be a retail development or a theme park.
How do you mean?
Well, this is an exciting project for someone like me, Alice. In a way, it's a legacy, if you like. My way of putting something into future generations of farmers in this area. If that doesn't sound too grand.
No, Dad, of course it doesn't.
I mean, it's a way of paying back what we've gained so future generations can build on what we and their forefathers started. It's about contributing to the economy and the global food market long after I'm gone. And that's why it's important to me.
Hi, Lillian.
Oh, morning, Ruth.
Hi. Helen, I didn't expect to see you. I thought you were still on maternity leave.
I am, in theory.
How are you all doing?
Oh, not great. But Tom and I are trying to stay positive. We've been working on a new marketing strategy.
Good for you.
Really? That's going to be tough.
Well, we know that, but we have to do something.
You're doing the right thing. What's the plan?
Well, the idea is that we market further afield. Target retail outlets in the southwest as well as other areas of the Midlands.
Good thinking. Get beyond the reach of Radio Borsetshire and the Echo. I don't blame you.
Well, I've been redesigning our website with fresh photos and videos and quick links to our new blog, and I've moved the salient information to above the fold and added a clear call to action.
Oh, sorry, darling, I'm afraid you lost me at website. I haven't a clue what you just said, but I'm sure it all makes perfect sense.
That was a bit of a Luddite too, until Pip started getting into all this.
Well, the other thing I've been doing a lot of is phone bashing.
Ah, now that's a concept I do understand.
There has been a bit of interest.
Well, you keep at it, darling.
Well, what else are we going to do?
Yeah, you've got to pick yourselves up and keep going.
That's why I came into the shop this morning. Kirsty and I have been talking about what we can do here, like promotions on the eco-friendly baby products or the tin stuff or whatever.
Yeah, great.
Just trying to get more people through the door.
Well, that's the spirit. Now, have you got any more of that Moroccan chickpea soup? Matt absolutely adores.
Yes, it should be on the shelf up there.
Oh, now, this looks interesting. Do serve Ruth, if you like.
Okay, what can I get you?
I wanted to get some nice treats for lunch, so I thought, where better than Ambridge Organics?
Oh, thank you. What's the occasion?
We're celebrating Pip's A-level results.
Oh, gosh, of course. Oh, I've been in my own little bubble all week.
Well, that's understandable.
She must have done well, then.
She did, considering everything. She got what she needed for university.
Good.
So, I'm going to start off with some ice cream. Strawberry and vanilla.
Well done, Ruth. Add the same to my order too, Helen.
Oh, thank you. And please give Pip my congratulations.
Of course I will.
It's great to hear some good news.
Yes, I agree, especially after the week I've had too.
On the market development?
Yes, the market development.
We read about it in the Echo.
Oh, yeah. What's happening? Were they really bones from the foot and mouth outbreak?
Apparently.
Is the situation still holding up the work?
Good question. I'll know more after this morning's board meeting.
This is her first calf, right?
Yeah, and it's a big one.
Oh, poor girl.
Yeah. Well, I'll leave her a bit longer, keep my eye on her. If I think she's struggling, I'll get Alistair over here.
Okay.
I'm surprised at you surfacing so early. I didn't think we'd see hide nor hair till lunchtime.
Well, Spencer's combining again today, so we didn't make it a really late one.
All right. Did you have a good time there?
Oh, it was brilliant, thanks.
Oh, I'm glad.
Hi.
Hi, Mum.
How's she doing?
No, I'm keeping a close eye, don't worry.
Everybody I meet sends you their congratulations.
Oh, that's nice.
Even Clary has.
Oh, I bumped into her on my way into college yesterday.
She was telling me about doing car boot sales for her and Joel.
Oh, poor Clary. It's a bit of a come down.
Don't you think it's funny, Pat letting Clary go and keeping Susan on?
Not really.
Dad, do you think the outbreak might have had something to do with Clary? Because if it were me, I'd have given the part-time work to her and let Susan go.
Well, it might have done, love, but it won't help to go spreading rumours like that, will it?
No. If it is something to do with her, she must be feeling terrible.
Yeah, so least said, I should think.
And poor Helen. They're really trying to stay positive. She was talking about her and Tom's new marketing plans.
Are they working on a new strategy?
Pip, can you do me a favour later?
Yeah, what is it?
Can you pick Ben up from Home Farm, time for lunch?
Okay.
I've no idea where Josh has got to again.
He'll be back as soon as his stomach rumbles.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, I don't want to nag him. Not when he's been getting up early to help with milking.
Oh, no, and his school holidays too.
Oh, he's just growing up, isn't he?
Anyway, what are we having for lunch, Mum?
Oh, you'll have to wait and see.
Oh, I can't wait. Let me know how the cow does, Dad.
Yeah, we'll do.
So Ben's at Home Farm, is he?
Yeah, yeah. Jennifer invited him over to play in the pool with Rory this morning.
Lucky for some.
Yeah, while she sits and sews Rory's name tags into 101 items of school uniform. Now, I wonder what it'll be like when he leaves for boarding school.
Very quiet.
Yeah.
Oh, I know sometimes I wish I could hear myself think. But I'd never have sent any of ours away to school.
Oh, me. And they're doing very well without all that hot housing. You should have heard Adam singing Pip's praises the other night in the ball.
Really?
Yeah, after she'd been talking to him about her marketing ideas.
You don't mind, do you?
Mind? I feel very proud of her. I thought it showed initiative.
She's her father's daughter, all right.
Yeah, she is. And I think it's great that Adam's been encouraging her.
Oh, morning, Brian.
Annabelle.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. Coffee?
Yes, thanks. How are things at Home Farm?
Fine.
Good. So, we have something of a crisis on our hands.
You could say that.
You seem very calm, Brian, for someone in the eye of a storm.
Do I?
So I can take it you have everything under control.
Take it any way you like, Annabelle.
Have we at least got a date when work can begin again?
Well, I'll be fully appraising everyone of the situation at the meeting. In about 10 minutes' time, in fact. No point in going over it all before then.
Ambridge Organics, Helen speaking, how can I help?
Hi, Helen, it's Pip.
Oh, hi, Pip. Hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
Are you looking forward to starting at uni?
Oh, I've only just started getting my head around the fact that it's really happening.
Oh, I can imagine.
The reason I'm ringing you is because Mum mentioned your new marketing strategy.
Oh, okay.
And I've been working on the latest marketing ideas myself, so I wondered if I could pass anything useful on to you.
That's kind.
No problem. Have you got time for a quick chat?
Unfortunately, yes. The shop's really quiet.
Okay. First, have you thought of a mobile website?
What, like a smartphone app?
No, a proper website, but specially designed for mobiles, with bigger links and on-screen navigation buttons.
That sounds like a lot of extra cost.
It does, but according to the research I've done, by 2013, mobiles would have overtaken computers in accessing the web.
Really?
Yeah, so Mum said you're redesigning your normal website.
Yeah.
Okay, add lots of keywords into the text to optimise search engine results. Create accounts on all the big social networking sites and microblogging sites and add links to them from your homepage. Then update them often, I mean very often. It creates a buzz and it makes your followers feel part of your organisation.
Right, okay.
And be friendly and conversational. Put in little stories and anecdotes. It invites readers into your world.
Oh, that makes sense.
That way you get them resending your posts to their family and friends, and your customer base grows organically. Excuse the pun.
Oh, gosh, this is a lot to take in.
Well, you can do it all step by step.
I suppose so.
And the other thing is monitoring traffic to your website so you know where to target future marketing campaigns. You can download the software. It's really quite straightforward to use.
We should probably have a longer chat about this when I've had a chance to discuss it with Tom.
Fine, get back to me any time.
Thanks so much, Pip. It's very generous of you to give us the benefit of all your hard work.
I just wanted to help. Oh, I better go. Mum's coming. I need to help her get lunch ready.
Okay, bye. Thanks again.
Bye.
Can you come in and set the table for me?
Coming. Oh, something smells really good.
Roast lamb, isn't it?
Yep, with garlic and rosemary.
Mm, oh, Mum, you star. That looks gorgeous. Josh had better be back in time.
I'm sure he will be. And Gran will be here soon with Lily and Freddie. It's just a shame Spencer couldn't come.
Oh, I know. Oh, well, Borsetshire blue cheese and champagne. Oh, Spence will be so gutted when I tell him what he's missed.
Did I hear champagne?
Oh, you timed that well, David.
Aha! Well, so did our latest addition, a strong heifer calf.
Oh, great! So everything went okay?
Yep. Mum and calf both doing well, and she's suckled already.
Maybe it's a good omen.
Yeah. So come on, Ruth, open one of those bottles.
Now?
Why not?
Okay.
Got lots to celebrate.
What about Gran?
Oh, there's another for later, isn't there?
Now, I'm good at this.
So she says.
I had plenty of practice.
Oh, you wish.
Well, maybe not recently, but...
Yeah, watch that wall, Pip.
Dad. I'm not pointing at the wall. Easy.
Oh, no. Quick.
There we go. And one for you, David.
Thank you. Right. Pip, we are so proud of you, aren't we?
We certainly are.
We think you've done amazingly. And we know you'll just go on from strength to strength.
Thank you.
So, a toast. Well done, and good luck for uni. To Pip.
To Pip.
And although the disposal arrangements are underway, it'll be well into next week before all the remains have been removed and the process is complete.
Next week? Why on earth is it taking so long?
Because, Annabelle, the bones can't just be carted away ad hoc and dumped in the local tip. I mean, for a start, I've had to source and hire a contractor with the right type of covered wagon. This wagon has to transport the bones to a DEFRA-approved rendering plant in Warwickshire.
Sorry, rendering?
It's like cooking at a very high temperature, darling.
Thank you, Lillian. Mm. Because the bones are classed as Category 1 ABP, that's animal byproducts...
Thank you.
...they can only be rendered and disposed of by one of the very few plants specially licensed to carry out the process.
I see.
Whole thing's been very costly. And I don't just mean this disposal process. I need hardly remind you all that the delays to the work will also be expensive.
Would you like to explain why, Brian?
Well, for a start, we're paying a lot of construction workers to sit on their backsides playing cards until they can get back to work.
Well, that's patently ridiculous.
Oh, I suppose you'd have laid them off, would you?
Of course.
Risking them taking on other work?
Well, I...
So that when we're finally given permission to restart, what would happen? They're no longer available to come back.
Well, in my opinion, the whole affair has been badly mishandled.
And that's your opinion, is it, Lillian?
First of all, the police should never have been called in.
Oh, what nonsense. Protocols have to be followed.
But it should have been obvious to anyone with two brain cells to rub together that what they were looking at were cattle bones.
Agreed.
Calling the police in is probably how the Echo got hold of the story.
Very possibly.
And secondly, the whole process has taken far too long. It seems to me we've lost an entire week calling out this official and then that one.
The process takes as long as it takes. You can't take shortcuts.
Well, if you and Cliff Alliday had done your homework, you would have known about the foot and mouth burial site and been prepared.
And that, too, is a fair point.
I'm sorry. Look, Cliff Alliday is one of the best project managers around. And his record in bringing projects in on time and on budget is second to none. And as for homework, Lillian, well, it's impossible to prepare for this kind of eventuality. All of this has only ever been a problem because of the pressure we're under to complete early.
I wouldn't bother trying to score points, Brian.
Look, I'm sorry, Annabel, it's the truth. Cliff and I have done everything possible to limit the damage. But hitches like these are inevitable on a large construction project. I warned the board, gambling on an early completion bonus was a very risky strategy. But I was overruled and we went ahead. Well, perhaps it's a decision for which we'll all end up paying dearly.